Okay, we'll begin shortly. Okay, good evening, everyone. So to briefly review what we discussed on Thursday, we spoke about the possible permissibility of stretching out the hood over a baby stroller or baby carriage. And as we're talking about a situation where when Shabbos began, it was completely compressed or, you know, scrunched up, and not even a tefach of it was left intentionally spread out. Because if it was, we said, once you have a tefach about 3.5 inches worth, once you have a tefach spread out, left open, then you're allowed to extend it, because that's called adding onto an ohel, mosif al ohel, which you're allowed to do, mosif on a temporary ohel. But so we were discussing where that wasn't the case, where it was completely scrunched up and bunched up. And the question was, is it perhaps still mutter to open on Shabbos? And the Chazon Ish says it is, because it's not a freestanding thing. It's attached to the carriage or stroller, and it's not different, says the Chazon Ish, than a door on hinges, which you're allowed to open and close in your house, even though if you had just a hole in your wall, you couldn't, or even the doorway. If for some reason your door isn't closing well, you can't just take another plank of wood which fits the doorway and use that to block the doorway. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. That would be a question of building on Shabbos. But with the door, which is attached by hinge and is designed to be used for that purpose, you're allowed to open and shut freely. So the Chazon Ish sees that there is no difference by OL. You're also allowed to open and close it. Now, but others disagree. You mentioned the Ramosha Feinstein, and Shuba says that he recommends not relying on that. Well, even though he doesn't really explain why, but it seems that the basic rationale of the Machmirim is that when something that is designed as an OL Lahagain, it's an OL to protect you from the elements above, that's more chomer. There, this heter of being attached doesn't work. The heter being attached works for a mechitza, something like a door or a window or that type of thing. But something which is a cover, a roof, to protect you from the elements, this heter doesn't apply to. That seems to be the basic thought process of the Machmirim. Now, it's interesting that there's a big comparison drawn here to the idea of an umbrella, of opening or closing an umbrella on Shabbos. Now everybody knows that you're not allowed to open an umbrella on Shabbos. That's absolutely the halacha, you're not allowed to open or close an umbrella. But the poskim discuss it, and poskim from a couple hundred years ago, and there were those that felt that it should be mutter. And one of the reasons being that also the umbrella, it's on hinges, it's all arranged and attached, and you're not taking a piece of plastic or material or whatever it is and just spreading it out, but you're taking something that a piece of material that's attached to a device, to a rod, attached to a device, and that some post can felt you're allowed to open and close freely. The bottom line, like I said, even the Chazon Ish, who feels that in halacha, in the dinim of ohel, it's not so, it's not clear at all that you can't open an umbrella from an ohel perspective, but he says it's absolutely the accepted halacha and practice in Klal Yisrael, and Skil the Rabbanan made a gzera, and anyone who opens an umbrella is violating Jewish law and Jewish practice, and he's touching on the core of of Masorah, basically. The Masorah in Klai says we do not open or close umbrellas on Shabbos. Now, but I want to mention the following Eitzah and the following possibility of how perhaps you could, getting back to the stroller, even if you want to follow the Machmirim, the stringent view, how you might be able to open or close it. And I also want to go back to the case we mentioned the first day that we discussed this, of the children who on Shabbos morning, before their parents woke up, they made themselves a cave or a clubhouse. They took some chairs and whatnot, and they spread a blanket over it, and they made a nice ohel. And we said that that's something that's clearly an ohel you're not allowed to make on Shabbos. Everyone holds you're not allowed to make that. And simply understood, you can't take it apart either. Because it, just like there's an issur of creating an ohel on Shabbos, there's an issur of destroying an ohel. But what might be an eitzah? So the halacha is it's only called an ohel if there is at least a tefach of space between the cover, the horizontal cover, and that which it's covering. A tefach, again, being about 3.5 inches. So in other words, if you had a baby stroller and it was piled up with blankets or anything, it piled all the way up so that when you extend the hood, there isn't a gap, there isn't airspace of 3.5 inches from the hood down to whatever's on the stroller, then you'd be allowed to do it. You'd be allowed to open it that way, and you'd be allowed to close it that way. You know, you'd be able to, you know, extend it and collapse it, because it's not an ohel. It's only called an ohel if it's being mahil, if it's covering a halal, an area of at least one tefach. So some poskim suggest that if you want to be able to open the baby hood, you want to take your baby out on Shabbos, but the hood is all scrunched up and it's raining outside or it's very sunny and you really would like to extend the hood before taking your baby out, but you want to, at the same time, you want to follow the advice and the ruling of Rav Moshe Feinstein, or at least the recommendation of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that he recommends that you be machmer, and so do others. So you want to follow that. So an eitzah might be to first, before you put your baby in the stroller, put in a whole bunch of blankets or pillows. Pillows are probably do a better job. They're much fatter than blankets. Take 2 or 3 pillows and pile them up so that when you now extend the hood, it will not make an ohel over a tefach. There's no space. The pillows go all the way up to the hood or within 3.5 inches of the hood. And then once it's open, then you take out. Once it's open, then you could take out your pillows and put in your baby instead. Now you can't close it though. You can't. Let's see, if you go outside and you see, oh, it's real. I don't know, whatever reason you want. We want the baby to get some sun. Now it stopped raining. You wouldn't be able to push it back if you're being machmer, unless you have your pillows with you and you have to put the pillows back in. I guess now on top of the baby. Whatever you want, and take up the space. So same thing would be in your children's clubhouse. You really would like to take this clubhouse apart because it's taking up half of your living room. So bring a bunch of stuff and pile it up inside the clubhouse. Maybe take the kids who did it and pile them up one on top of each other. Okay, don't say that over my name. But take whatever it is and pile it up inside the clubhouse until it goes up to the roof. And once it's up to the roof, now, in a sense, you've undone the ohel without taking it apart, without destroying it. You haven't dismantled the ohel. You've just done something that, in essence, makes it that it's no longer functioning as an ohel. Oh, it's not functioning as an ohel. Then I could take it apart. To take it apart directly, that's an isser. But to fill it up so that it's just simply no longer being mahil, that I could do. And then once I do that, then I could take it away. That would be perhaps the eitzah. Now, I just want to mention that there's even a shaila in starts from a mefurish gemara in a Shulchan Aruch about making an ohel in kalim. I mean, the gemara talks about a barrel. And the gemara says the way many rishonim learn the gemara, and this is the way the Shulchan Aruch, the Pshat, the Shulchan Aruch goes with, if you have a barrel of wine or oil or whatever, you cannot cover it on Shabbos with a cover. excuse me, to protect the contents, unless the contents go all the way up to the top, so that when you cover it, there you're not leaving a space of a tefach between the cover and the food. But if you are, let's say it's not full, the barrel is not full, so there's from where the top of the upper edge of the food level until where the cover will be, there's 3.5 inches. You can't cover it, says the Gemara. You could partially cover. You cover it part of the way, because by food, if you only cover it part of the way, you haven't accomplished anything, because, you know, if it rains inside your food or flies get in, it ruins the whole food. So by food, the oil is worthless unless it covers the entire barrel. So you're allowed to cover it partially. But to cover it entirely, you can't do. So, and if it is covered, you couldn't open it. So the post can say, aha, so maybe my chicken soup. I made chicken soup for Shabbos in a pot, and I served the soup, and now I have some soup left, but it's not all the way up to the top. There's a tefach, it's 3.5 inches from the top of the soup until where the cover will sit, so I shouldn't be able to put the cover back on. Can't cover my chicken soup. Now, so the there is a technicality here that it would only be true if you like moved the pot somewhere and to cover it there. But if the pot, let's say, is just sitting on let's say it's sitting on a blech, and you moved it to a place in the blech where you're allowed to serve from, and you took off the cover and then you served, you could put it back, unless it's a very wide pot. Too many details. Too many details to just stuff into the last overtime. So let's leave this for tomorrow. Between today and tomorrow, we're not expecting Shabbos, so you don't have to worry about it. You can cover your pots tonight, and hopefully we'll discuss it tomorrow. Just want to mention, in case someone's not here tomorrow, Tuesday I expect to be away. I do not expect to give a shiur on Tuesday. Tomorrow, yes. Monday, Bez Hashem, I do expect to give a shiur. But in case you can't make it Monday, and you're planning on tuning in Tuesday, I'm letting you know, or in case I forget to remind to mention again tomorrow, mentioning that Tuesday this week, I do not expect to be giving a shiur. Okay, have a good night. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good night.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.